Dave Alexander billed himself as Black Ivory King. You could say he was better known as, but barely anything is known of the man at all. You're on The Soundbeat.
Flying Crow leaving Port Arthur. Bobby come to three port to change the crew.
Black Ivory King cut only four sides in his career, but in the world of Texas blues and stride piano, those recordings are held in utmost regard. Here's one of them, Flying Crow, from 1937. A frequent rider of the rails, he took the song's title from a passenger train, one that ran between Kansas City and Port Arthur, Texas.
25 minutes on evening, for a cup of coffee and a slice of cake.
So, what's stride piano? For all you musicians out there, stride incorporates march and ragtime under its umbrella, and involves playing a single bass note, octave, or even a seventh or tenth interval on the first and third beats and a chord on the alternate beats. For everyone else, stride involves using the left hand a lot more, and as you'll surmise, with more complexity. Get on the beat. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and visit soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.